Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Small earthquake recorded off the coast of Donegal in the early hours of Tuesday morning. About a 1:30 in the morning, there was 18 minutes past one, an earthquake in Donegal. I was asking Donegal, you rock my world, but it turns out nobody in Donegal felt it. Because, like I say, it was in the middle of the night, 18 minutes past one, in the middle of the night on Tuesday morning, like late Monday night. And it was a 0.9 on the Richter scale. It was measured, though, by a seismometer in St. Columba's College in Stranraer. They've got a size, like all the gear there. And the physics teacher there, Brendan O'Donoghue, he oversees the project, which is part of the Worldwide Seismology in Schools project. Let me call my... I was suggesting that it seems like the beginning of an end of the world film. That the little needle is drawing the scribbles on the sheet of paper. Brendan's looking at it. He's like, oh my God, I've got to get this to the head office.
And he goes to the head office and they're like, you're crazy. What are you talking about? It's fine.
They won't listen to him.
They won't listen to him.
There's only one guy who can solve this.
Yeah, so then he has to rush home to his wife and his
Utah.
Child.
They're in
home.
Utah. Yeah. They're in Utah. He needs to get across the country. He's in a special operations room in the White. They bring him in because he's the only man that can deal with it. I've got his number. Let me call Brendan and we'll see if they've rushed the upper echelons of power. It's ringing. Have rushed him to Washington DC to see if he can measure the.
Hello
there, Brendan.
Yes.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley here at Today FM. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you.
Good. I was talking about you yesterday, Brendan. You'll forgive me. I gave you a whole backstory yesterday. You're a bit, to my mind, you were like Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Or maybe at a push, Will Smith in Independence Day, rushing across the state, saving the world, and sending the necessary measurements to head office. It's not quite that dramatic, because it's not a massive tremor that occurred on Tuesday morning, am I right?
No, but in my mind, that's just exactly who I am.
Do you know what? Someone texted in and said, Jared Butler's playing you. How does that sound? Does that sound right?
Sounds okay. Yeah, I think I can talk to my people about that. I could sell that one.
Rippling muscles. I suppose I should check as well. Are you unassuming? You need to be an unassuming school teacher, yeah?
Don't you know, all physics teachers are very unassuming.
Unassuming, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, can I assume then that you are... It's more than just a hobby in terms of your interest in seismology.
Well, it began kind of just as an extension of work I was doing, curricular work I was doing for the NCCA a long time ago, 14, 15 years ago. And Anna Walsh was the science officer there then, and she said, you have to speak to Tom Blake. Tom Blake was at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. And he was running the Seismology in Schools project, and so he gave me a seismometer, which I installed here in the school, and we've been recording earthquakes on that. That's an old farm gate seismometer. It hooks up to the computer and, you know, records movements of a brass weight as the ground moves, you know, because of earthquakes.
Okay.
And then last year we obtained from a new program that DIAS is running, called QuakeShake. And it's a small Raspberry Pi seismometer. It's called a Raspberry Shake, and it's based around a small Raspberry Pi computer.
This is a tiny little 100-euro computer, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. This would fit into half a shoebox. Mm-hmm. And again, you just, you hook it up to Wi-Fi, and so it connects with the local network, and you can begin to access the data straight away. It is literally a plug-and-play type of seismometer. And they're fantastic, and there's an opportunity for people to get involved with those, which I can tell you about. There's a public workshop coming up in Science Week that people should look at quakeshake.ie/news-and-events.
Okay.
And they can learn about the possibility here or what the program is about. And there will be 20 seismometers, which hopefully will be made available to the public around about that time. So details will be through DIAS at quakeshake.ie.
Okay, quakeshake.ie. I was just about to ask, like, is it very expensive equipment? But it seems fairly accessible in terms of want to get involved.
The Raspberry Pi seismometers are a few hundred euro. To be honest, because we were given ours, because we were part of the project, I don't know the exact cost, but they're not more than a few hundred euros. And they're very easy to use. Once you have them plugged in and working, you can actually access data from the website from anyone's Raspberry Shake seismometer. There's a whole network of these across the globe. And it's all done through a web page, so, there's no... prior knowledge needed.
Okay.
And there's plenty of how-tos available online and with the software that, you know, you can access through the website.
Gotcha.
And they'll teach anyone how to measure earthquakes. But
and then when,
you know,
when all of these things are set up then all over the world, they're all feeding into a web that is based on location. It can tell the entire network where there's seismic activity occurring right now at any moment in time.
Absolutely. Yeah. People would be shocked if they looked at the databases and saw how many earthquakes there were around the world every single day.
Right.
You know, you're talking about, you have to set a filter on the search to say, only show me earthquakes over magnitude 3. Otherwise, you will literally get hundreds every single day.
Okay.
So basically, all of these on this network, this is kind of like community outreach and public science. But, you know, the other seismometers in Ireland, I should mention, are the ones administered by DIAS, the Irish National Seismic Network. And they're the professional ones. They're kind of like dug into hillsides and bunkers, and they're very sensitive professional grade equipment. They'd be many thousands of euro each, and they're the ones the professionals use. And so we have that network running through DIAS, but this is part of their public outreach for these,
okay,
these inexpensive ones. So
gotcha.
Together we monitor, you know, we're being the western edge of Europe, we monitor very effectively the Mid-Atlantic Rift and the activity there, the volcanic activity in Iceland, and the activity from the ancient faults that run through Donegal right up to Scotland. So we're in prime or pole position to make those measurements. So we are quite busy with the amount of data that we record.
I was going to say, because you were the nearest point then, were ye?
We were the nearest. We were, according to the webpage, when I plugged in and researched this event after looking at my data, it gave me a distance to source of 68 kilometers.
Right.
And the next nearest one, I believe, is Sligo. There's a raspberry shake there. And there's a few in schools around the country. There's one at the moment in Galway, and there's one in Dublin, and there's a few that Quakeshake are kind of sponsoring in schools, kind of on a tour around the country, so they keep them for a few weeks to get kids interested.
And it certainly does. It works for kids to develop an interest in it. So specifically this one then, it's in Culdaff Bay off the Inishowen Peninsula. What's there then that made that bang or made that tremor? What's specifically there? Do we know?
Well, you know, if you put it in its historical geological context, the fault, the Great Glen Fault of Scotland, was formed probably 360, 410 million years ago. And the Leenane Fault is a southwest extension of that, which is possibly a little bit more recent. In other words, maybe a few tens of million years younger than that. But, you know, that fault would have been originally, what geologists would call a strike slip left lateral fault. So it runs from up where, you know, from Culdaff right down through Donegal down towards Mayo. And if you were standing on one side of the fault, say in northern Fannet, and you were looking southeast, the ground across the fault would be moving to your left. And so that's what we mean by a left lateral fault. Now, that kind of sideways motion probably doesn't happen that much in the fault anymore. I don't know. You'd have to speak to a professional about that. But there is historic evidence that there was, you know, motion in that direction along that fault. So the northwestern parts of Donegal, or what later became Donegal, would have been moving to the southwest, and the parts of what became East Donegal Tyrone would have been moving to the northeast.
And is there a chance that there could be a bigger one? But with this is only a baby one, about 0.9. But is there a chance there could be a bigger one there?
We've had ones in Donegal. I've measured ones in 2012, I believe it was 2.3, and that was up around Buncrana. And that caused a lot of excitement at the time. And, there was a couple of cracked chimneys and things like that. But, you know, that's about the... You know, I couldn't really say, because, you know, when you're dealing on geologic timescales, we can only go by what we've observed, and we've only been measuring earthquakes really for a couple of hundred years. So in geologic time, who knows? But the energy isn't there from, you know, plate tectonics like you would get, say, off the coast of Japan or off the coast of Indonesia.
Okay.
Like, we just don't have a situation like that. But interestingly, out in the Atlantic, where the North American plate and European plate meet, there's that spreading zone there south of Iceland. And if you follow that south, there's a triple junction where it meets the African plate. And that ruptured in the late 18th century and caused a massive earthquake which destroyed Lisbon. And it was followed by a tsunami, which is... It's very important in the history of Western Western thought, because it happened on a Sunday morning, and you know, philosophers speculated how could so many people die in church. So it gave rise to all of these questions about the idea of God and the role in Earth history. So
there are ballistic missiles coming in out of Iran. There's Gaza. There's an election where Trump might get elected again. The last thing we need is a tsunami coming in. While we're all at mass. We'll play it down. We'll get our Raspberry Pis and we'll buy into it instead. I can talk to you all day. What's your own background? Were you in America for a time?
You spotted it, yeah. I was born and raised in New York until I was a teenager, and then my family are Kerry people, so we moved back to Kerry. So I went to the Christian Brothers in Tralee after that.
Now you're in Stranahler.
I know, I'm in Donegal, yeah. That's my wife's family are Donegal. So, you know, that's the story.
That's the seismic activity, the romantic seismic activity in your life.
that earthquake, I know, that's still rumbling.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still active. We're still monitoring it.
Still active, yeah.
Listen, sir, a huge pleasure to talk to you and continued success. And you know what? We're glued to it now, obviously, and it's raised awareness and interest. Quakeshake.ie if anyone wants to get involved. Brendan O'Donoghue from St. Columba's College in Stranraer. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
You're very welcome. A pleasure.
Cheers,
thank
man.
You.
All the best. Bye-bye.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!